expressions, you said?
Well, he's courier. They're sparking.
Okay.
We use him.
All right, now if you'd say he is her
sweetheart.
And she is his
sweetheart.
And when they go out on a date, they do a lot of, you might say something like hugging and kissing is the idea. Were there any other expressions?
Well, they've got to use it a different one now. They call it necking, you know.
What did they call it when you were?
Well, hugging and kissing, okay. Yeah. We used the word a lot. We used bussing.
Uh-huh.
He bust her.
Uh-huh.
I used that expression one time in my oldest boy. He's in Fort Worth with that.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law was along with us, and we went to see a widow woman, and she's run out and said, "I'm going to kiss both of you," me and the other man too, you know. Well, I said this as went on back to Fort Worth from where she lived. I said, "In mine and your day, they call that bussing."
Uh-huh.
Well, it sort of irritated the boy, you know. He didn't think that was proper.
Uh-huh.
He got home, he got the dictionary, and he said, "That's right." He said, "Greeting with a kiss."
Uh-huh. Sure. If a man was planning to marry a girl, but she didn't want to, you might say she refused.
She didn't accept.
Yeah. Did you ever use something like she gave him the axe, or she turned him down, or
yeah,
gave him the gaiter?
Yeah, I've heard them turn him down, yeah.
All right. And then, but instead, they went ahead and got
married.
Yeah. And the man who stands up with the bride, with the groom at the wedding, is called the...
He's called the groom.
And then the man with him.
Oh, he's... best man?
Yeah, and the girl who stands up with the bride is the...
She's a bridal maid?
Sure.
Bridal maid.
That's fine. And then a noisy serenade. They used to do this when...
Oh, yes. We serenaded people, yeah, with guns and cowbells and anything we get a hold of, make a noise.
I see. Did they ever call it anything other than a serenade?
Yes, they call it serenading them. I don't remember.
How about chivalry?
No, I never heard it.
Never heard
it. Never heard it.
But serenade.
Serenade's what we call it here.
Okay.
Yeah. Never heard that word.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about someone, if you're talking about direction, if you were talking about going to Cosby, would you say I was up, down, over? Which would
we'd say, well, you go down there and turn to your left and go over a certain way and
cross
the river and...
Would you say I was up in Cosby this morning, or...
Well, let me tell you something here that is very strange to you, will be.
Yeah.
They use the word on here for Cosby. Everything says I was on Cosby yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Have you been on Cosby lately? Use the word on.
Uh-huh. And that means on the...
That means to be in Cosby.
Is that the only town they use it for?
Yes, sir. They don't use it. Bridgeport, they don't say on Bridgeport. They say I was Bridgeport yesterday. But when they say Cosby... They say on Cosby. I was on Cosby yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Now there's a creek, Cosby Creek, you know. And I reckon sort of got the expression built up because it's along the creek. You see, on the creek. But they use the word. I remember a story come out. Bert, a man used to write to the Knoxville News Sentinel. It's daily paper. And he wrote a story about that, about people calling this saying on Cosby. They never said I was in Cosby.
Uh-huh.
But he said on Cosby all the time.
I see.
You remember that, Desi?
Yeah.
Another place that has a higher elevation is south of here. For instance, Gatlinburg is a higher elevation.
Yes, a little higher.
All right. Mm-hmm. Would you say I was up in Gatlinburg?
Yes, that's right. I was up in Gatlinburg.
All right. And how about so up and down refers to elevation.
Yes. Up and down refers, well, up and down, or, yes it does, refers to elevation.
North and south, it refers to elevation.
No.
What about across, over and across? I was,
yeah, I mean,
you say I was over,
and
I was over in what town?
Yeah,
I
was over in Bridgeport and went on over, crossed over into Gatlinburg.